brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, what happened is Drudge is linked to a new Infowars.net article that's not up on PrisonPlanet.com, so Matt Drudge won't be able to get it, so we're posting it fresh on Infowars.com. It'll be at the top of Infowars.com in 5 minutes for the Matt Drudge crew over at DrudgeReport.com to get it linked up. We appreciate him adding that story. We will get it to you, Matt, right now. Because Infowars.net is deader than a hammer. And if he doesn't get it soon, they'll just kill the story. But that's all right. 3 days, and since yesterday, top story, big sis, backlash after TSA genitalia groping. Through this radio show, through the Drudge Report, okay. And Watson misunderstood what I was telling him as well. So you guys are going to need to get Watson on the line right now because he took the original TSA story, the video that Drudge wants to link to, and wrote an article on top of it. I wanted him to put a link to a new article breaking it all down. That is not what I wanted. Or maybe Drudge has just changed the link. I don't know anymore. The problem is I know how to run this operation. Everybody does a great job, but I know the specifics. And I just can't do a radio show and direct all this at the same time. And we're having a major breakthrough right now in getting the word out. And so I need you guys to get me Watson on the phone right now before I get to all this news and the phone calls. Pardon me? I need to talk to him right now. I'm going to have to go off air. I've got all the economic news coming up as they announce world government and announce the global gold standard and gold goes above 1400 and it's all just insane. Maybe Drudge just linked to our new article about it. But if not, we need to revert it back to what he wanted to link to, which was the video of Michelle on my show Thursday. And that needs to be done right now. Meanwhile, we need to get the Infowars.net story. That's his second article, or they're going to remove it. And then it'll be the same next month. I'm really trying my best, though, to try to manage all this. The good news is that we're having a breakthrough. People are realizing we were right about world government. People understand just how serious all this is. And that is what is very, very exciting. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up for the rest of this segment, and then Ted's going to bring us back in to the next segment to talk about gold above 1400 while I deal with this. Ted, you got the floor. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm glad you did bring me up because, yeah, you bet right now gold and silver both are just going crazy. Gold right now is at 1408.30. I should say that's the high today. Currently right now at 1404.70. Silver hit a high today of $27.60. I can't believe a week ago we were talking about silver possibly breaking $25 an ounce, and now we're talking about silver going through $28 an ounce. Man, $30 is just right around the corner. $27.51. I mean, talking about carrying the message, Alex, those videos, that deal we put together for a total of $89 shipped postpaid to you, getting the three videos, your three best videos, Obama Deception, Follow the Republic, and Endgame, all packaged together as one piece, and then you get three silver dollars to go with that. Now silver jumping over $27.80. That's just out of this world good. And you're talking about spreading the message. Alex lets you guys make copies of these videos and hand them out. Well, this is the perfect holiday gift-giving gift that you could have. I mean, these are the original, in-the-plastic, new videos that you can get. Call us at 1-800-686-2237 for that offer. You just can't beat it. We'll be bringing you back in on the other side of the break while Alex gets Drudge to straighten out those links to that very important story about the security scanning over in the airports.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea. on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The reason I'm so excited about the Drudge Report top linking this weekend to our story about TSA molestation is that even the New York Times and Washington Post have admitted for years, Matt Drudge sets so much of the media agenda and forces stories out into the open that the mainstream media ignores. That's why we're so thankful for DrudgeReport.com at the top, linking to two of our stories dealing with this. We are in seconds away, I'm told, from redirecting the Infowars.net to a clone of the article that's the second link on Drudge, World's Pilots Reject Naked Body Scanners Over Radiation Danger, Privacy Breach. The practice of airport security screening has spun out of control and does nothing to improve national security. And so if you can't get through to Infowars.net, we are about to have it redirect to Infowars.com, or if the Drudge Report chooses, Matt Ryan got it posted on Infowars.com. It's the top story there at Infowars.com, and the Drudge Report's welcome to change the link directly to that if they choose. But I am told that we're going to be able to change that. But I don't know if that's the case, so I will continue to work on this because we're breaking this out into national news. This will then motivate, and people can basically mass around this issue. This is so important for the globalists. If they can train you to let them put your hands on your breast, your genitals, squeeze you, put you through radiation bathing machines, they can get away with anything. And I know we've got loaded phone lines of victims of this ahead of Governor Gary Johnson joining us in studio. I know that. But the economy is so big as well China and Russia attack Fed move. Global economy, Obama returns fire after China slams Fed move. CNBC, of course, saying it endangers the entire global economy. ATMs crash across the country after bank holiday warning. PrisonPlanet.com. AFP, UN calls for higher taxes to combat climate warning. And that's to fund the new IMF Global Superbank. Bank tax, CO2 auctions recommended by Soros panel to help climate efforts and to fund the new global bank, exactly as we told you. Zolik seeks gold standard debate. Leading economies should consider adopting a modified global gold standard to guide currency movements. Now, again, based on SDRs. So SDRs will be the currency of choice. It will then kill other currencies because everybody's going to want this new currency issued by the bankers that have hoarded most of the gold. That's why we told people get into gold and silver, because then you'll be like the globalist. He who has the gold makes the rule, as Lord Rothschild said. That's why gold went above $1,400 today. Ted Anderson, break this down. Go over what this means. Everything, exactly as we said, is now unfolding.
It sure is, Alex. And you know what? Going to gold is really the only answer. Going to some paper certificate that is supposed to represent gold that's being run by the globalists and our government is, you know, just another way of trying to control us. If we could have the gold in the people's hands rather than the gold in these elite, you know, maniacs, madmen, we would have the control over this country. This is what the Constitution called for. This is where we should be here in the United States of America. You know, the only reason why they have the gold in the first place is because when FDR in 1933 says all the citizens had to turn their gold over to the central banks, not even to the U.S. government. I mean, it's just absolutely madness that we've gone this far. And, you know, it burns me to pieces to hear that those thieves are celebrating over at the Jekyll Island off of Georgia, that island where they're celebrating the anniversary of this thing that happened 100 years ago, and they denied it even happening for, like you said, 40 years. I mean, they're just pulling the wool over eyes, and they're feeding the public with such nonsense. And you know, what does it take for people to wake up and realize that yes, indeed, any paper system that they give to us is just going to be another nail in the coffin? If you want your independence, if you want your freedom, if you want your liberty in this country, you better stop buying this paper idea, and you better settle for nothing but gold and silver as money, period. There is no way in the world that we're going to be able to have liberty and freedom here in the United States and also have a central bank running the system like we do.
And it's two different issues. I've always had guests on and interviewed the maker of The Secret of Oz, pointing out that the bankers would try to have a new global cashless system partially based on gold, and that's why it's dangerous to have a gold standard. But the issue is, if you don't have a gold or silver standard, it allows the original debasing of the currency. What? The way to stopgap all of that is to go directly to having gold and silver yourself. And Ted, I want to get to people on the TSA and the huge breaking news there and the global revolt by pilots and the flight attendants and the citizens all over the planet, not just in the U.S., the Italian government throwing them out last month, British Airways head saying it's a bunch of garbage, the globalists launching these latest toner cartridge things to try to reaffirm this. This is one of their key takeover points, because the cadres they train at the airports are to be released on the entire planet. The end of any Fourth Amendment, checkpoints, everything is here. So that's all coming up, and eyewitness accounts of people that have been abused. Please have your stories ready. Tell them quickly so I can get to other people. But tell folks today's gold and silver offer. Again, a few weeks ago, you sold out of the gold and silver at the lower price. You bought more. Now it's gone up more. You're going to run out of the gold and silver. You've got at the lower price. It's above $1,400. Tell folks what's going on with silver today as well. Tell folks this big psychological barrier of $1,400 broken, Ted.
Well, it is. It's a huge psychological barrier, which means that now we're looking at $1,500 an ounce. I mean, how many bells and whistles have to go off to tell you that the United States currency is under duress and it could very well collapse? I mean, Bloomberg is telling you, CNBC said it last week. Here's what I have to offer. Alex, without a question now, $89 is what we charge for the three video set. You get three silver dollars. It covers the $5 postpaid to you. They're your videos, the best videos that you've ever produced. They can pass those around and get the information out. At the same time, have silver dollars at someday in the future they can sell for a nice fat profit. The other thing is that Frank's right now at 304. We give away a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. I don't know how I can make that easier for you. $31 for a Creature from Jekyll Island book with a silver dollar. Walking Liberties, I told you you had to get moving on those this weekend. Right now, I'm at $12.84 on Walking Liberty halves. The internet prices have jumped over $14. Don't waste your time thinking that you can wait around and stay with this paper system. The paper system is collapsing around you. Take heed and warning. Diversify and get some gold and silver. If people create, you know, gold and silver comes from people actually digging it out of the ground. It takes actual labor to create it. This funny money system, they just turn on a switch. It's a printing press. The QE2 thing. Alex, all they had to do is decide to just print up a whole nother, you know, $75 billion a month. Until June and July, that's $600 billion that they've committed to, and they're not even telling you where they're going to go beyond that. It's this compounding system that has just eaten us alive, causing higher taxes.
Well, Ted, think about this. They're destroying our buying power, our savings. We have to pay all this money back to the banks, the trillions they've been stealing. All of this is going on and happening, and they're openly announcing global carbon taxes, global VAT taxes to be paid to the IMF and World Bank as they openly announce the SDR that will be partially gold-backed. How big is it to have them announcing that the G20 is going to debate a partially gold-backed global digital currency?
Well, all that's going to do is the market is going to move away from the U.S. dollar. It's going to kill people that are sitting on savings. It's going to make retirees live in poverty that would have been able to live out a comfortable living. I mean, it's going to make Social Security worthless. It's, you know, the whole thing. It's going to destroy us. And we need to have back our constitutional money. That's what we need. Give us back the Constitution. All you got to do is follow the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That problem goes away. You know, Alex, I realize that the globalists have the gold. You know why they have the gold? Because they get to run a printing press and create money from nothing and then charge interest for it, and that's our labor. And so we're laboring for their funny fiat.
And they've been planning this all along, and now they're talking about a partially gold-backed digital currency, which will then debase the other currencies even more because they're not gold or silver-backed. Everyone will then run after SDRs, and there's the IMF and World Bank. Everyone will come to them.
That's exactly right. The people are going to move away from the U.S. dollar because they won't trust it anymore.
Ted, we're almost out of time. Tell people not just the three silver dollars for $87 and three of my films, a $60 value, and $10 of free shipping. That's right up there at $160 value for $87. That's a great deal on three silver dollars for $87. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Ted is losing a lot of money on this. It's a loss leader. I think he's crazy to even do the deal. But the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, even if you've seen the films, give them as gifts this Christmas. Give them to folks who are ready to wake up. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. But Ted, please, tell people about some of the other gold and silver offers you've got.
Well, how about this? Franks are at 304. British sovereigns currently right now are at 381. Walking Liberty halves are at 1284. $10 liberties are at 872. $20 liberties are at 1702. We have U.S. Eagles. We got junk silver. We have bars of silver from the Perth Mint and the Swiss Credit Mint. We can handle your IRA. If you're sitting in an IRA and you want to keep it in the qualified plan, we'll get that set up for you too. I mean, we're just a full-service gold and silver firm. I encourage you to buy gold and silver, and I encourage you to take physical delivery of the gold and silver so you control it, not the government. You need to control it. You need to protect yourself. This insurance policy won't work unless you have it in your own hot little hands, hidden away in your own little stash. cachet. And you know what? When the dollar falls apart and goes to pieces, gold and silver has been money for over 6,000 years. When they went into the Egyptian tombs, they found gold, not fiat money.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. We're going directly to your phone calls on people abused by the TSA. Thank you for holding. We had a lot of crazy stuff going today. Great job to the crew. Great job to the Drudge Report with two of our stories right now. We'll be right back. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Okay, the rest of this hour, and I may even go into a fourth hour of overdrive after Governor Gary Johnson is here, we are going to take your phone calls, people abused by the TSA. Now, I showed on Thursday, Friday, and the Sunday show, USA Today, LA Times, the list went on and on. saying they will touch your genitals, they will touch and squeeze your breast, and that it's, quote, harsh, that it's brutal. These are the words that were used, that it was intense. Now, I've witnessed this, but some people are emailing us and writing news articles saying none of this is even happening. That's the spirit of denial in this country. Next, they'll say abortion isn't happening. I mean, next, they'll say the government didn't shoot people up with syphilis. It's real, okay? But I want you to hear from people, because we had a bunch of callers yesterday. We could take unlimited calls. We're getting literally hundreds of emails, the same story of people being groped and grabbed and their small children, newborn babies. I mean, this is a joke. Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Tell us your story.
Hey, Alex, God bless you. Hey, listen, Friday my girl went to North Carolina. She left from Tampa, and they just put these x-ray scanners in. And she's an x-ray tech, and she refused it. And so they just stepped her off to the side, and they searched her. Well, she's a short girl, a zero, with blonde hair, blue eyes, double Ds, and they literally lift her breasts up and felt underneath them, went in between them, went through her legs, up through her vagina, and she said her hands hit her lips of her vagina.
Okay, yeah, let's not get into details. We have children listening. Well, but let me stop you. The point is, we have to talk about this because this is going on in the airports. But yes, it's been described by the stacks of news, mainstream news I covered, that they almost lift you up. They put their hand on your male or female genitals and press in. And if somebody did this to your wife at a park, they'd spend 5 to 10 years in prison. So I mean, that's what you're describing, is that they put serious pressure on her.
She couldn't believe it. I mean, she's been frisked by, like, police and stuff like that before, and she said it's, like, 20 times worse than what an officer does to you.
Well, that's because officers know to see if there's a bomb or a gun. They just got to, you know, just lightly see if there's a bulge. A good cop can just look and see if there's something, if the clothes aren't baggy. And these aren't even cops. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, where's the outrage? I don't understand. I mean, all the...
Exactly! I am outraged! How did they take our normal outrage away?
I'm so upset right now. I mean, I can't even think or talk straight. That's how upset I am.
Exactly! Exactly! I mean, usually I'm real nice around the office. I have been, very grumpy today. Because my wife this whole weekend was like, how are they doing this? How are they doing this? I can't fly ever again. And people that think they just won't fly, they're announcing it's going to be on the streets. It already is. So without me interrupting specifically, where were you flying? What did they do to your luscious girlfriend? Because the better looking, the worse it is.
She was actually flying in North Carolina. And Alex, she's kind of, her family's real liberal. Her family, like, doesn't believe in what's going on in the country, and she's very skeptical too, but now this blew her away. This totally, literally, she texted me, she could not believe what they did to her. She felt so violated, you know, and I'm so glad it happened, because I'm glad I got to tell you my story. I tried to call yesterday, I couldn't get through, but I want to know, where's our congressman? Where's our senators? Where's Ron Paul? Where's his son? I mean, where are these people at? I mean, I can only do so much. I'm a contractor. I mean, I talk to everybody about
well,
this.
Well, sir, Ron Paul has co-sponsored the bill to remove them, but we do need to make this the big issue. Because if they fail on this, and if we prove this is a fraud, this is their plan to roll it out nationwide. Great points, Jim. Great call. Sorry about what happened to your girlfriend. Beth in Texas, what happened to you?
Hello?
Hey, Beth.
Hi. I was actually kind of hesitant to tell my story because it happened earlier this summer, and I travel extensively for business, so I fly constantly, and I couldn't recall which airport I was in when this happened, and so I don't want to level accusations falsely.
No, it all blurs when you fly a lot. It doesn't matter. Just tell us the story.
I was standing in the line. I had on a dress with black tights on, and the tights were like hosiery. They weren't opaque. And I walked through, and the lady told me I had been randomly picked to step into this scanner. And I asked her, I said, is that one of the scanners that makes you appear naked? And she said, well, yes, ma'am, it takes it down to one layer of clothing. And I said, I'm not stepping in that scanner. And she said, then, you can opt out of it, but we have to wand and search you. And I said, that's fine. I'm not going in that scanner. And so I was standing there. They didn't take me to a private area in any way. I was standing right next to the rest of the security line. And as she started wanding and scanning and searching and stuff, she said, oh, you have tights on. I need you to lift your dress. And so I was I was standing there with my
dress. Stay there. Stay there. This is the key, and I've seen it. They take women, men, you name it. That's even in the New York Times. They made him basically take his pants down, and that's what they do. Or is it ABC? They make you disrobe and lift your dress up in front of all the people. It's to humiliate you. Stay there, Beth. I want you to finish your story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Drudge Report is valiantly, because these are hardcore articles and videos, has linked to three different articles in the last almost 4 days. Well, I guess Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, 3.5 days. World's pilots reject naked body scanners over radiation danger privacy. That's PrisonPlanet.com, Steve Watson. The other one, TSA groping out of control. Everything you need to know about the security takeover and why airport oppression is already being rolled out on the streets. And I've read most of this article. I think the key here is, Watson, and I've read most of it, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going back to Beth in a moment, Paul Watson that wrote this story today, well, I wrote it with him, he did most of the work, Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones report. And this is kind of the TSA takeover for dummies. This is what you send to your friends, your family, your neighbors. The key is, and the point I didn't make this morning, and I don't know if you can add it or if it's there and I missed it, is that they do, and this is, you can also Google this and pull it up, where woman made to lift dress. You'll see a bunch of reports on it. that this has been going on for over a year. Now it's, they say it's just going to be done to basically everybody. It's being rolled out. It's always intensifying. It's their will against ours. They're trying to break our will, train us to do this in the name of safety. That they make women raise their dresses in front of everyone, not just the opt out to humiliate you, but also drop the drawers, lift the dress. I mean, literally women in thongs. Me and Aaron, and again, they wouldn't let us videotape it, obviously, when I was at the airport, I was watching, you know, women partway bring their dress up and so they could look and kind of embarrassed, but in some cases they make them go all the way up. Let's add that point of how they try to psychologically humiliate you in your TSA groping out of control article. But how exciting is this, Watson, that Drudge has always been outraged by this, and he has the biggest website in the world when it comes to news and literally sets the news agenda. Everybody's been mad about this for years, but now it's breaking out into the mainstream, and this story is on fire. When I tune into local talk radio, they're talking about it. When I tune into national, they're talking about it. We have done this with the listeners, with your work, with Kurt's work, Steve's work, Aaron's work, my crew's work, and teaming up with Drudge. How exciting is this, Watson?
Well, it's important, Alex, because most of Drudge's readers are what you would call traditional conservatives, some libertarians, but mainly conservatives. And they have completely ignored the outrage surrounding airport security because they bought the false paradigm that it was all directed towards terrorists. But, of course, now with the multitude of examples of these security procedures being abused, especially targeting people like, you know, physically disabled people, pregnant women, the elderly, it just goes to show that it's all directed towards the American people, and the sooner that conservatives realize that and start to stand up against it, the better, and that will...
Did you add the point I gave you about the Mayak report that this is for the American people?
I mentioned that it was for the American people, yeah.
Okay, because I only can scan over it during the break. Do you have the point about the public humiliation? Not just the screaming opt out, but the making women raise their dresses?
Well, yeah, you'll remember the case as far back as 2002 where the pregnant woman was there with her husband and she was made to bear her breasts right in front of everybody else while they...
Oh, yeah, that was in California. That was in San Francisco.
And the husband complained, and he was thrown in the airport jail.
Oh, that's
so that
right.
Goes back.
Okay, so that is in the report. That is in there.
Yeah.
Okay, good job, Watson. Explain that it's public humiliation. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks.
You bet. Paul, great guy. Paul's getting married next week. I got to send him a wedding gift for him and his wonderful wife-to-be, his betrothed. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to shut up and try to get back to your calls. Beth, just briefly, so you're there, you're wearing hose, and you said they were not opaque, so I guess that means that they were see-through or weren't see-through?
They were like dark black, but they were see-through. They weren't opaque.
Okay, so describe what happened to you.
So I was standing in the line, and the lady pulled me aside and told me that I had been randomly chosen to step into the scanner, and I asked her if it was one of the scanners that made people look, you know, naked, and she said, well, yes, ma'am, it takes you to the first layer of clothes.
Yeah, that's not true. It takes you right down to your genitals, but go ahead.
Yeah, and she said, but you're not required. You can opt out of it if you want. And I said, well, I'm not stepping into it. And she pulled me aside to be wanded and searched. And she never told me, you know, let's go to a private area or anything like that. I was just pulled aside to be wanded and searched. And so as I'm standing there, she said, oh, you have on tights. I need you to lift your dress so I can check the waistband. And so I'm standing there next to these lines of people going through security with my dress lifted up and her rummaging around my waistband. And, you know, I was trying to, you know, kind of shield my back to as many people as I could, but I was sitting there wondering, you know, is this intentional? Like, are you trying to embarrass me because I didn't go into the scanner? And, I mean, I was pretty much appalled, and people were walking by looking at me like, poor woman, you know. And I just felt like it was a intentional public humiliation. Because
Matt, what is it like for you to know that a real terrorist could go rent an airplane right now with no security and fly it in any building they wanted? It's totally made up. It's for the general public to be trained. And what is it like for you to know that the top Al-Qaeda operative is CIA and meets secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News, AP?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we are all unaware of that's pretty scary. And I feel like as a I'm 50 years old. I'm a white woman. I don't think that I appear to be any threat to anybody.
Yeah, but notice that's what they do. They say, oh, we don't discriminate. So even if you believe it's supposedly Muslims, well, then that's who gets searched. No, it's everybody. That's the fake liberalism because it's for the American people. Beth, anything else?
I'm glad you're covering the topic because I thought I was an isolated incident.
No. Now it's going to be rolled out for everyone. They're now saying in the USA Today, in LA Times, I read them all yesterday. I'll go back over them later. They're saying that now on top of the scanners, they're going to do this. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Beth. And I think it's important for all victims of this to shoot your own YouTube videos. And if you don't know how, get your neighbor to shoot one and upload it. I mean, kids know how to do it. It's very easy to do. Just use the webcam and tell your story. Don't say your name. You know, put a photo of the TSA up if you don't want your face seen. And everybody should put up YouTube videos and write articles about what you went through. Because everybody thinks they're alone. Everybody thinks that we're alone in waking up to the New World Order when the majority of people are awake now. We are the majority. We are the sane ones. We're taking this country back. Tim, Justine, Kyle, Robert, all of you. When you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to call in 1-800-259-9231 with your story of TSA fondling and sexual assault. And that's what it is. It's sexual assault. That's not an extreme term for it. Somebody grabs your genitals, and again, people describe it in these news articles like being lifted up. They just, Men describe it as painful. Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, what happened to you?
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. Hey, just to let you know, last Monday, I was flying from Jacksonville, Florida, to Nashville, stop over in Atlanta. And what happened to me was simple. You know how you take your shoes off, your belt, you do everything, you put them in those trays, and then there's a guy there to direct you to where you're supposed to go. And they had two type of machines. One looked like a metal detector. And then there's the other one. It's like a Star Trek thing where it's like a circular thing.
Yeah, the naked body scanner.
Right. That's the naked body
scanner. And that's the high-powered unit. That's the one with 50 times the radiation they previously claimed. The other has 20.
Right. Well, what happened was he directed me. He didn't say which one of the two directions to go in, but I just said, I'm not going through that because it just didn't look right. I was familiar with the other one because I go into courthouse all the time for the metal detector, but I just told him I'm not going there. He yelled out, you said opt out, but his words were, we have a refusal, and he yelled it out really loud.
We have a refusal!
Right, exactly.
And the news describes that regular cops will run up and they're all, we got one that won't submit to the naked body scan. We lied. We do save the images. We've got to really let him know. So what happened?
So at that point, he says, just stand here. So there's two guys that are inside that they're just standing there. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they're the ones that are going to assist me to take care of whatever they're going to do. And they just stood there, and I sat there for about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm wondering, like, well, then I finally asked the guy, is something going to happen here? What's going on? And he says, you just have to wait. You know, real, really rude. And so finally, the guy waves to me. So I started going through, and he puts me on one of those grill mats, like honeycomb mats that you see in restaurants with the cooked pork on. And there's these two footprints that are on there, and it's just after you pass through these machines.
No, I know. I've seen them. So what happened next?
So I stood there, and, of course, he was very polite. The black gentleman who did do the search of me, he was very polite.
Well, the Nazis were very polite, too. Go ahead.
He was polite in the sense he told me everything he was going to do. But I will say this. He did he definitely touched me everywhere on me and everywhere. And I was amazed. And right in front of everybody, like the other lady was saying, they don't even take you to a back room. So my question is, what can we request to go to a back room? And number two, I also want to give this testimony. I was going through Atlanta. And as I was walking with my luggage, I saw a room, an opening of a room, and the pilots were coming through. And I noticed there was one of those metal detectors, but there was not one of these scanners. for the other thing.
Yeah, but now they're phasing it in for them. You need to just say no. You need to contact the airlines, your congresspeople, and say, look, I'm not flying anymore, and we sure don't want these on the streets of America. I appreciate your call, Tim. Justine in Illinois, what happened to you?
Hello?
Yes, Justine, welcome.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm, first of all, going to apologize. My heart is flying out of my chest. I want you to be, thank you so much for being so compassionate about this issue. I flew last Monday, November 2nd, Tuesday, actually. It was the 2nd. Anyway, I was flying through O'Hare, and I was pulled from the line with a man yelling at me, ma'am, come here, stand here. And I looked at him, and I said, what's happening? And he wouldn't talk to me. And I said, is that the scanner? And he said, it is. And I said, I'd prefer to go through that, through the detector. And he started yelling at me that it wasn't my choice, that I was chosen, and to stand there and be
quiet. Yeah, that's the report we get. Even though there's the, quote, opt-out, they're told to intimidate people. And the head of the TSA has said it will be mandatory soon to order you that you must go through.
Right. So he then yells, opt out, extremely loud, as you were saying before. But the next part was he yells over the machine and starts yelling. I don't remember her name. And he said, say it was Sherry. Sherry, I got one for ya. Like that. And now
we're going to take her pension fund. We run everything now.
Exactly.
I'm a minimum wage idiot. I get to grope. So what happened next?
Well, and, you know, to go with Jim, your first caller, I'm 5'9". I'm blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I take great care of myself. And from the back comes a six-foot-tall African-American woman that, you know, I'm sorry, I know doesn't prefer men. And she's laughing, giggling, pulling her blue gloves on.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Down, putting her fingers through.
We're going to get you, lady, in America.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you. I like girls.
Yeah. And this is where I start to shut down, because then I'm informed not to move. Then I'm supposed to move. Then I get near the back. And I said,
and by the way, this is getting us all ready for mass arrest, relocation, forced inoculation. That's all this is training to turn the TSA loose on the streets. They're already doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is where things change, though. I literally start tremoring. People
Ooh,
don't
that
know
got her excited. She likes that.
Right. So I looked at her. I said, what's happening? And she said, I'm going to pat you down. And I looked at her. People are staring at me. And at this point, I don't care. I looked at her and I said, you're not going to touch me. And she said,
yes, I am, little girl.
And
No, what happened next?
And so I said, I am, and I start to shake. I said, I need to see your supervisor. She came over, and I just went into, I'm an incest survivor.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I've been molested by two other men who had power over me. One was my grade school principal.
This is what this is all about. The globalists are mainly pedophiles. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so I just started tremoring, and I just said, you are not going to touch me since I've been 14.
Which is a normal response of a woman or a man.
Exactly. Exactly. And I said, you do not, what happened to the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution? You don't have probable cause. I don't have a stitch of metal on me. Everything's gone through the detector fine. She said, we'll have to call the police. And I said, actually, I'd love for you to bring the police here. Because I do know that the police in Chicago here do not get along with the TSA.
Because they know they're a bunch of idiots. So what happened next?
So then finally she said, well, we'll get someone. It took about a half an hour, but a lovely woman within the TSA came across the airport, and she sat there. Finally, it was interesting, Alex, because there was...
But, ma'am, they were playing good cop with you. They know
right. That
when you don't submit, they just try to get you out of there.
Right.
Okay, because they're training the TSA and everybody that this type of Nazi molestation is normal. So what happened next?
So finally, there was a wonderful man. You could see his eyes soften from the back. You could see that he had had someone in his life touched by this. He actually came over, took my hand, and said, would you please sit down? You could see his eyes were different. He had compassion. He probably won't work there for long. So finally, this woman said, she came over, and she said, I have to do this. And I said, you will not touch me privately anywhere. And she said, no, I promise. She says, do you want to go in the back room? I said, actually, in my experience in my past, you know, in my early years, that's worse. So, no, I will stay right here.
So go ahead and molest me in front of people. Okay, so what happened next?
So she only did my extremities and my rib cage. She did not touch me privately anywhere else, and I got through there. Then I was still shaking on the plane going to my destination, and I found out from the woman I was sitting next to who asked me if I was okay that the airport I was going to and I was going to be coming through the next day, she said the A concourse is not using the scanner yet. The B and C is. And she said, and I thought that was interesting because that is the concourse that flies.
Well, see, notice how they phase it in slowly.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't feel like you can resist. So you've got a place to get away, but then they close down those gaps. It's all psychologically, like the Stanford Prison Study, it's all done, and they're training this army of abusers and monsters. Folks, I've got, he's reportedly going to arrive soon, a former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, joining us. But I'm probably going to go into, is the crew game to go into overdrive today in the fourth hour to take more victims' calls? I mean, I don't know why I don't do more shows like this. We're going to just start talking about different groups victimized by the system so people can hear the testimonies. In closing, ma'am. Justine, what do you think of people emailing me and commenting on the YouTube video that has over 200,000 views about my employee being fondled along with her 20-month-old daughter and eight-year-old daughter, and a man did this to her? What do you think about people that are denying it, saying we're lying about it? The government has announced this. They're doing it. But there's such sheep-like people that they're in denial saying we're lying.
Oh, I watched people watch having their breasts fondled and not feeling a thing or even caring when I was sitting there. I've actually spoken out about this. I don't care if I have to stand alone or in hundreds of thousands of people. I've been talking to my neighbors, and they've got this distant look in their face. They don't believe it. They think that I don't know what to do about the American public.
They're in a trance. They've been in, literally, television push you into a trance. We're going to break them out of their trance. We're going to wake them up. More calls, more eyewitnesses, more victims.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
That former New Mexico governor, Gary Johnson, sitting out there in the green room. He'll be on at the five after segment. He's out there exposing tyranny. We're going to ask him about all this airport security and the rest of it. We're talking to victims right now. In this segment and the next, I'm going into fourth hour overdrive today to continue this. Drudge Report for 4 days, 3.5 days has been linked to our reports on this. The TSA is now announcing, not even if you opt out, if you go through the naked body scanner, they are going to touch your genitals with pressure and your breast. This is so incredible. And they're announcing TSA to be on the streets of America with the Viper teams. Incredible stories we're hearing here today. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in California, then Robert, Karen, Michael, Carrie, and others. Notice a lot of women are calling in. Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How's it going? I got a story from a few different airports I've been at. First of all, San Francisco, SFO International Airport, now has naked body scanners going. I took a flight from there this summer, and I noticed that they had the normal metal detector taped off with red type of a tape, you know, the whole lines that they make everywhere. They had a red one there, like it's a do not enter. You're not allowed to go through this spot. And they had all of the people lined up like cattle, all in all the other lines going right through the naked body scanners. And so
getting a biometric scan of your body.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Here's how facial recognition works in Xbox. So people have their faces, their body scanned to access video games. The government is literally saving these images for a biometric image of your body.
Exactly. And all these people were on there just like sheep going right through it. And I was there with my dad and my brother, and they obviously knew what was going on. And so us three went, and I told them, you know, no, we're not going to go through that. We want to go through. And they yell, opt out, and all these guys run over to come deal with us.
And that's meant to intimidate everybody else. Did they do the strip search in public like the other victims?
Nope, not to us. I mean, I pretty much told the dude, like, I wasn't going to go through that. I'm not down to have all that happen. He's like, well, you have to go through the metal detector then. You know, and you have to be searched. And I was like, all right. And so we went through, and he basically, as soon as us three went through, he closed the gate again so nobody else could go through. And everybody else in the other line, like, didn't really know.
Yeah, this is all dog training. Again, they're selling us for the government to get in our comfort zones. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah, and then also in Morocco, I was in Morocco and in London as well. London is crazy. They've got, like, squads of dudes in black uniforms with dogs roaming around with MP5s and stuff. London was really crazy, Heathrow Airport. And in Morocco, they definitely, like, feel you up, grab you. I didn't know if it was just part of the culture or what, but they're definitely all about that.
All right, interesting story. So, again, worldwide it's rolling out. And a month ago, Europe said they weren't going to do it, so the U.S. government's offering billions of dollars to pay for the machines. Italy's throwing them out. Airline chiefs like British Airways have said it's killing business. The system doesn't care. It's about indoctrinating you into slavery. Robert in Europe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Tell us what happened to you.
Oh, okay, great. So, look, I was in San Francisco. I was with my kid. We're flying from San Francisco to London. And it's funny, the previous caller mentioned the same two cities. So, you know, we opted out of the body scanners, as I always do, leaving that airport. And what happened is my daughter's putting on her shoes, my son's putting on his coat and everything. And I'm just kind of dreading the whole process, you know, mumbling things under my breath and making little comments like I usually do. You know, it's probably a good idea. But I look up, and who's walking around security? But it's Al Gore. Al Gore with all his gray hair, looking a little skinnier than last time I saw him on TV. And he's walking around security while we're putting our shoes on. He's with two lawyers with briefcases and everything. I guess that day he had to be questioned about the sexual assault thing. It was in late July. It happened in Oregon.
Gore gets to bypass the pervert machines.
Oh, I saw it with my own eyes. I looked up, it was Al Gore, and then I started talking about Climate Gate. Like, yeah, Al Gore, Climate Gate. You know, but the guy was right there, and he walked around us, and he's actually on the same flight. He was in the British
Airways. I was in Minneapolis St. Paul Airport once and saw Al Gore bypass security. He's the one guy that should be forced to go through it. Anything else, Robert?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.